You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The car feature.
21 minutes to 3 o'clock, and today certainly the show has taken on a very future focused slant as we've been looking at workout trends, and now we're looking at the cars you can anticipate in 2021. And this car feature is brought to you by Outsurance. Remember to SMS out to 38350 and see how much you can save on car insurance, or ask for 500 rand if you don't. Let's go to Tamima Semola. He's the publisher of InfoRide, and he's got the lowdown. He's got all the info, just to play on the name of his publication there, on the cars that you can expect in this year. Hi, Tami.
Hi, Azania. How are you?
I'm very good. It's been a long, long time. Great to connect with you again.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I just see you on the Twitter streets. And this time around, we're looking at one of your passions, which is, of course, the motor industry and cars, and looking at the cars that we can expect are coming out in this year. What an impressive list. I think so many of the manufacturers clearly have big plans for this year. So last year, if you can just give us a brief sense of last year and the difference with what we can anticipate this year.
So last year, as you know, COVID attacked all of us globally, and the motor industry was not immune. In fact, in South Africa, I think the market is about 30% down on 2019, which was already down, by the way, and it's been a very rough year. But some of the manufacturers did well, actually, despite the COVID pandemic globally and in South Africa, and those include Toyota and Volkswagen. As well as Isuzu, which did pretty well. And, of course, some of the luxury car makers like Lamborghini and Porsche. But generally speaking, most of the manufacturers were down. And this year they are hoping to pick up on what's left, basically.
Yes, and doing so with new car models. And let's start with VW. I mean, I saw this the other day. I just walked on by. I didn't want to stop for too long. Lucky number 8. The Golf 8 is coming this year.
Azania, you know, Golf, you know, it's a brand.
It's a thriller. It's an absolute thriller.
It really is, especially what they are bringing this year. So Volkswagen South Africa is launching the new Golf 8 this year, and they are launching two models specifically, which will be the GTI and the R. So basically, they're starting at the top, which is the power model, as you know, the number 3.
That's incredible. So that means that they're also keeping that winning recipe with that engine of theirs. What is it, the EA888?
Yes, of course, the 2-liter engine. In the GTI, it produces 180 kilowatts. In the R, it produces about 235 kilowatts. But of course, the R is all-wheel drive. You know, these are performance hatches. And in fact, in South Africa, the Golf R and the GTI hold about 30-35% odd of market share in terms of the entire Golf offering. So you can see that South Africans love their GTIs and their R.
Yes, and oh wow, that's quite interesting stat. And then let's move.
Azania, you sound like you're blushing there a little bit.
You know, I've always.
I know what Golf GTI does to ladies. So
what does it do? What does it do, Tammy? What?
So
we no answer. What? That's what it does. Okay.
That's what it does.
No, the thing is, I've always loved a Golf, but have always been discouraged from getting one. But I just think there's just something about it. It's a car with an attitude, you know.
Yeah, Golf is for everyone. Golf is forever. Whether you're 18 or 80, you can drive a Golf.
Absolutely. And we're taking calls, by the way. So if you want to ask Tammy more about the cars that he has mentioned, or about another particular model, particular brand, just give us a call, 011-883-0702. Maybe you have a car that you are in high anticipation of yourself. Tell me about that excitement. 011-883-0702. And then your WhatsApps and your voice notes on 072-702-1702. Let's talk about Audi next. Audi is going for an all-electric SUV this year in the e-tron. You know, I personally, I don't know about you, but I'm quite excited about electric cars. And I'm waiting, I'm biding my time to make my major car move into an electric vehicle. What can you tell us about the e-tron?
Yeah, so am I actually. I'm really looking forward to the Audi e-tron. In fact, Audi is going to be a very, very busy boy this year, or girl, whichever you please. And the e-tron is just one of the vehicles that they're going to be launching. So it's an SUV, it's an all-electric SUV, and it's been in the markets globally, speaking about 18 months now. First time in South Africa. Hmm. Well, we had it on show here in the South African Motor Show, but it was a left-and-drive model. So this one will now be the sale model. It's their first all-electric vehicle in this country, and it's just exciting. It's powerful, it's big, and it doesn't have an engine. So I think a lot of people are still trying to get to grips with that sort of thing. Where you're, okay, where's the engine? Where do I put petrol or diesel?
Yes.
This one gets charged at home, it gets charged at an electric point, and it just goes and goes and goes, as long as the battery is allowed.
Yes, and it will be interesting to see how much you get from a full charge, how much mileage you get from a full charge. And you mentioned that Audi is going to be pretty busy. What are some of the other models?
So this is the big performance here for the Audi brand. They've got, first of all, in the small segment, they've got the Audi A3, which is a favorite for the young people. And then they've got the high-performance vehicles, all RSs, which is the RS4. RS5, RS6.
The RS6, the RS6. Tammy, you must pause at the RS6 for a moment. I mean, now there is a car. The RS6 is, I think it's head and shoulders above so many, even the finest sports cars. I think it's the car of my dreams, actually.
So for me, the RS6 really stands out in the sense that it's actually the only station wagon that sells in good numbers in this country. As you know, we don't really like station wagons anymore ever since we adopted SUVs. And the RS6 is the only one that sells in good numbers. So, yeah, it's quite a phenomenon.
But also the power that it has.
Oh, yeah, of course. So this one carries a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 engine with over 440 kilowatts of power going to all four wheels using the quattro all-wheel drive system. So it's really, really powerful and it's quick. But it also carries the whole family, because it's a station wagon.
Yeah, and then some as well at the back. So it's the RS6, the RS7.
Yeah, so you have the RS6, the RS7 Sportback. You have the RSQ8, which is obviously based on the Q8. You've got the RSQ3 and the big sports car, which is the R8.
It is going to be a busy year, like you said.
Hot, hot, hot.
Absolutely. Let's go to Sean. Sean is out in Roodepoort. Hello, Sean.
Hi, I just wanted to find out when the new S-Class is going to be launched in South Africa.
Mercedes
I'm
S-Class.
Waiting to see what it's going to look like.
Okay, what's the curiosity about it? Just the shape?
The S-Class, it's the best luxury.
For Mercedes, so you're just curious about the look of it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sean.
Bye.
Cool. Tammy, any idea when that's coming?
Yeah, so the S-Class is scheduled to come this year, although we're not sure exactly when. Obviously, the S-Class is the granddaddy of luxury cars, and over the years, it's been the leading luxury car in the world. But you know, as people adopt more and more SUVs, it's kind of, you know, becoming less important. But yes, you can expect it this year as well.
Okay. What is going on with SUVs? Because so many different brands, whether it works or not, I mean, some are not as nice on the eye, but they're going the SUV route anyway. I'm not going to say which, but...
Listen, as we go down this list, you will actually see basically most of these are SUVs. You know, it seems like the world, and not just South Africa, has really accepted SUVs. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprising thing. If you look back at where cars come from, you know, horse wagons and ox wagons, etc., really high vehicles, if you think about it. The whole thing about sitting very close to the ground came with cars in the 50s and 60s. The SUV, you could say, was the first car, if you think about it properly. So now it's back, and it's very, very popular, and people are just buying them like hotcakes.
Absolutely. It's just astonishing to see. Yes, Eugene, the A3, the Audi A3 will also launch this year, the new one. That's the one that we mentioned first. That's loved by young people, as Tommy was saying. It will be coming out this year. We've been talking German cars. Let's keep in that theme with the BMW, the M3 and the M4. I haven't enjoyed BMW shapes of late, but Tommy, that M4. Bye, that M4. Hot.
Now look, it certainly gets a reaction, okay?
Yeah.
Simply because of the front grille, which is actually based on a 1950s design of BMW. Mm. So they kind of went retro and updated it for the 2000s. But yes, the BMW M3 and the M4 are coming into the country. In fact, I've seen a couple of units running around already. I don't think the dealerships have them already, but yeah, definitely in this first quarter, you'll have the two evil twins, as I like to call them.
So appropriate. What can we look forward to in these models?
Really, really powerful 3-liter engines, both turbocharged for the first time, in fact, in the history of M3 and M4, you will get turbocharged engines. And in fact, another historical moment for the vehicles is the availability of all-wheel drive. So you will get an X-Drive M3 and M4 this year, which obviously pulls on all four wheels.
Yeah.
They are powered by the 3-liter straight engine, which produces about between 353 kilowatts and 375 kilowatts. Mm. And apparently, they will go from 0 to 100 in under 4 seconds.
You lie.
Way quicker than most people can handle.
Yeah. Right, let's take a break, Tommy. We've got callers and we've got quite a list to still get through, including the Toyota GR. Remember, it trended last year. Let's get Tommy's views on that as well. So after this, we'll tell you about the Nissan, as well as the Peugeot, the Porsche, the Renault, the Kia, and the Toyota, and take your calls.
702.
The car feature.
We're joined by Tommy Masemola, who's the publisher of InfoRide, as we talk about the cars you can anticipate entering the marketplace this year. It's been a thrill so far. Let's go to Shibedzo in Four Ways. Hi, Shibedzo. You've got a question for Tommy.
Hi. Yes. Good afternoon, Tommy. Tommy, please tell me that the VW Amarok Formation Extreme, the V6, just want to hear your views on the price. It's almost a million. What do you think of that price tag?
Okay.
On a bike?
Okay. Mm. Tell me.
That is the top of the range double cab bike from Volkswagen, the Amarok V6. Actually, it's not a million, but I understand it's almost a million.
Mm.
And I remember this has happened before with the Mercedes-Benz X-Class, which is now out of commission, and people were complaining how this is so expensive.
Mm.
Look, it's a niche product. The main thing about it is power and some of the features. And so it's not going to sell to a lot of people. If you want a bike that is affordable, you have to dial down a little bit on the power. But yes, it is quite expensive, and so are most other cars, actually.
All right. Yeah. And then Marius in Edenvale. Hello.
Hello. Good day. Azania, this is Marius speaking. I can see that you are very excited about all those vehicles, but no one mentioned yet anything about electric vehicles which are coming. I'm talking about affordable electric vehicles which are coming to our country.
Right, and we weren't finished with the list yet, Marius, but thank you for that. Yes, the e-tron is from Audi, and it is an SUV. Let's see what else is on the list. So let's look at Kia. The Kia Sonet is also beautiful. SUV, once again, as you said, there will be a number of SUVs this year.
Yeah, that's the baby of Kia that is coming as an entry level. So it's called the Sonet. In fact, it was supposed to come through a couple of, I think about a year or so ago already, but because of COVID issues and other issues, it didn't. And it's coming this year. So it'll be coming through with one engine, a choice of manual and auto. I know automatic is becoming very popular with the buyers, especially the entry-level guys who are not interested in changing gears so much. But it's a very cute little thing, and it's coming to this country this year.
And bigger than that, the Kia Sorento, also an SUV.
Yes, the Kia Sorento is now the big daddy of Kia. 7 seats, diesel, also a hybrid choice, but we don't know exactly which of the two will be coming to the country. And it looks fantastic. I mean, if you have a look at the pictures, Kia is designing some really, really beautiful cars these days, and the Sorento is going to be taking its place at the top of the range there.
And if we continue then and we look at the Nissan Magnite, I would say that the styles are starting to seem a little bit similar, you know, the Magnite, the Sonet and the Sorento, and then you think of the Haval, which is already in the market. Yes, all SUVs, but, you know, style-wise, I just might get confused.
Yeah, I think the more you have different cars in one segment, the more styling becomes a little bit blended. But yes, the Nissan Magnite is coming into the country. That's also going to be the entry-level SUV again. Mm-hmm. High riding, subcompact. It's going to have a turbo engine, which is cool. And you also have a choice between the manual and the auto.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it also has two airbags and other safety features. What Nissan is doing is also bringing in the new Navara, which is now available only in double cab, obviously, as a sort of top of the range, bucky range. And it looks fantastic. It's really aggressive. And it's going to take on a number of the other double cabs that are in the segment.
Right, so they're ready to pick up their fight in this segment again, because there was that little slump with Navaras, especially how they performed in the second-hand market. So this seems like a full-on effort to assert themselves.
Yes, of course.
Let's go to the Toyota GR Yaris. Now, this engine, when it trended, there was so much said about it. The engine is the world's most potent three-cylinder power plant. There's a six-speed manual gearbox, which sends power to all the wheels. There's a lot that's been said about this car in anticipation for it. What are your thoughts, Tammy?
Yeah, the GR Yaris sounds really, really fantastic. It's going to be a halo car for the brand. If you remember, they haven't had a hot hatch in many, many years, actually.
Mm.
They haven't had a hot hatch in any segment, in fact. And the Yaris, I hope, is going to kickstart this nice little adventure of Toyota going into performance again, which we know that they can do very, very well. So the GR Yaris is a baby. It's very small. It's obviously based on the Yaris. It's three doors, four-wheel drive, turbocharged, and almost 200 kilowatts of power. And it's going to be a cracker of a little car. In fact, it's going to be performing against some of the bigger German hot hatches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's taking them on quite well. I've seen a couple of reviews from overseas.
Wow.
It's done very, very well against the Germans.
Wow, it's going to disrupt, it seems. And they've got the Yaris Cross.
Yes, the Yaris Cross. I hear from a little birdie. Yes, the Yaris Cross is coming to the country, but I hear from a little birdie, which may or may not be true, that it's also going to be built in this country.
Oh, so fantastic news.
Cross our fingers that this happens. But yes,
yes.
Cross is the one.
Oh, Tammy, we didn't even get through this entire list, but clearly the car market is going to be energized this year because of these new vehicles in the market. But this doesn't bring an end to our conversations. We'll have you back talking cars in future. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Thanks for having me, Azania.
That's Tammy Masemola, the publisher of InfoRide.